Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is Dave Gibson. And our show today is on the sound of emotions. And the intention is to really smooth out the emotions to a consistent, pure frequency. So before we get started, we're going to be a lot of things happening at the school here. We've got the Sound Healing Certificate and Associate Degree Program that just started. You could probably still jump in if you wanted to. The next semester starts in January, January 17th. We also have the open house coming up here on Sunday, October 9th from 1 to 6 p.m. here at the Institute. And if you can't make that, if you're out of town, we're doing a teleconference, a webinar and teleconference on Monday, October 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. And of course, both of these are free. We also have a Sound Healing Intensive, which is the weekend of October 22nd and 23rd, and it's $145, and it's a good overview, like a short version of the full semester, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5:30. And then we've got the meetup on Friday, October 14th for $5. And we're going to be doing sound journeys with crystal bowls and toning and healing music for a couple hours starting at 6 o'clock. We also have the online program in sound healing. It's the whole certificate or associate degree program. We've got a really cool class this semester from all over the United States. And you could join that anytime. And it's Tuesday and Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Of course, that's San Francisco time. And so if you're interested in any of those classes, you could give me a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486, or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Or you could actually just go to our website at soundhealingcenter.com. We also do have the sound healing audio production classes, both here at the Institute starting in January and online starting in just a couple of weeks, where we teach audio production using Pro Tools, but you can also use other programs as well. And it's really effective. You know, I've got the number one selling book in the world that in audio for 10 years now, so I know what I'm doing. And we also bring in the sound healing. It's really, really a powerful class. Even if you want to do like hip-hop or techno or anything, it's really about how to make recordings that really affect people on a deeper level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Anything else? We also do root frequency assessments online. We have a lot of treatments online now, and we've also released these frequencies based on cymatics and cymatherapy that are on our website, that you can actually buy the CD and then play it through your home computer, external home computer speakers, and put the frequencies right on your body, and they're really effective, really effective. That's about it. A lot of different things happening. Again, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or 415-777-2486. So today's show, we're going to be going through the sound of all the different emotions. And, you know, I've done this program in more detail as far as releasing stuck emotions, and got into a lot more detail about how to release stuck emotions and what the sounds are for various emotions. But I really didn't go into detail on all the different emotions. So I thought today would kind of just play and make the sound of different emotions. And the intention here is really not only to have you harmonize your emotions into higher emotions, but also to really just have you see and hear how all emotions are just sound and music. Everything's vibration. And so the trick is to really be present enough to notice the music of your emotions and how it's affecting you. Because if you have an emotion that's affecting you in a negative way, then it's you can easily change it with sound. I mean, the simplest way you can do it is simply to just do an om or an ah, just do, you know, just do a simple om. You can even do the om or ah in your head, and that can change your energy. I mean, most of us have tons of techniques for shifting our energy. You know, I still listen to music to shift my energy. You know, you can go for a run, do exercise, do yoga, you know, do any type of meditation. There's tons and tons of techniques to shift your energy. But this is kind of a simple, easy way to really see how emotions are affecting us. You know, I think of emotions as stuck emotions, because there's really two types of emotions. We have emotions that just move through, and we feel them, and then we move on, right? But then there's emotions where they get stuck, and they keep looping. And that's like a song that doesn't end. It's kind of like, you know, it's like it stops, and it doesn't finish. It's like, you know, we're kind of used to every song kind of coming to an home note, a home note on the end. But a stuck emotion doesn't finish. And it keeps, and even worse, it keeps looping, 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 right? In fact, you can actually see it as a theta loop if you do an EEG. And so I've talked about various ways to break these up. We even talked about how you can use white noise to actually break up these stuck emotions. But if you just simply hear them as a song or sound, then you can just finish the song. I mean, it's really what resolving an emotion is about, is just finishing the song, coming to a resolve. And some of these emotions, you know, I mean, we often talk about the worst emotion of all. The worst emotion of all is resistance to the emotions. Most emotions aren't bad. Actually, let me rephrase that. They are bad. I guess that's rephrasing. They are bad. A lot of emotions are not good for you physically. They break down your system. You know, let's get underway, and I'll show you what I mean, okay? And if you've heard this before, we're going to get into way more detail. Think of the sound of fear. That will break your system down. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your nervous system. It's really not good for your digestion, and especially not good for your kidneys. Imagine, just imagine being a kidney and having someone next to you going, for even a minute, much less an hour or a few days. Think of how often you're in fear, how often you have a fear about a relationship working out, or a fear about, you know, money, or fear about the world situation, economy, or the world changes and earthquakes and pole shifts, or just fear about your health. You know, we were talking today in the online class about how when a doctor gives a diagnosis, it's like a curse, because the first thing you have is fear, and that fear will make you more sick than anything. And it really stops you from continuing on with your normal life, where actual diseases and stuff comes and goes. Because then you go into fear, and now you're stuck. It's like a curse, you know, because that fear. So imagine the kidneys are just going, what are you doing? You know, and after a while, they give up. They give it up. They just go, I can't handle this sound. You know, it's horrible. Okay? So there's a really cool emotional chart that where we can do the opposite of the fear, or opposite of the emotion. This is actually from Chinese medicine. So let's see. Here we have fear. Okay. So the opposite of fear they have in this chart is peace of mind. So you can simply make the sound of peace of mind, or if you can just go to that feeling, but sometimes it's hard to go to a feeling. And when you do the sound, it actually can help entrain you into that feeling if you're having a hard time going there. So here's peace of mind. Of course, I'm resonating that energy while I'm doing the sound. And the sound really helps me go there as well. Okay, I could really feel it. I assume you can too. Okay. So there's all types of emotions, and that are associated with different organs. So there's the emotion of stress associated with the intestines. If you get stressed all the time, it often affects your digestion, you know, and you can have all kinds of problems. I mean, I guess probably years of stress has caused me to have appendicitis last year, although it was also the chicken that I ate when I'm a vegetarian for a few years. So stress, the opposite. Okay, here, let's make the sound of stress. All of these negative sounds, again, they don't support your health. They break your system down. They break organs down, too. So stress, also, all these sounds are also distorted or oscillating sounds. Okay, but the opposite of stress is relaxation. Kitty cats have that one down, big time. Doggies too. They know, they make the sound. They just go, you know, especially doggies sometimes make really cool relaxation sounds. Okay. So here's another one, one of my favorite fun ones to do, negative, that's worry, and those can affect your shoulders. So worry is like going back and forth between, you know, two outcomes, a good one, and a bad one. So it's kind of an oscillation back and forth between the good and the bad. Okay? So the opposite of that sound is easygoingness. It's fun. You can come up with a lot of different sounds for easygoingness. But God, just when I do that sound, it feels good in my system. It feels good in my system, and it's more of a vowel sound. It's more of a pure tone or more of a consistent tone. All of these positive emotions are more consistent as opposed to distorted or oscillating. Or the one that's not even emotion here that should be on the list of emotion is scattered brainness, scatteredness. Which is really exacerbated by all of the noise and other sounds, and also by all that noise from other people, you know, who are in that energy, where we get resonated into their scatteredness. You know, it's a lot of scatteredness on the planet, and I think the government does what it can to help with that one. You know, so the opposite of scatteredness is the purity of complete 100% focus without wavering, like this. Irritability, which really affects you as far as insomnia, Oh, the worry affects the cervical nerves. That's what it says. Cervical nerves, that can give you stiff shoulders. Irritability affects parasympathetic nerves, and that can give you insomnia because you can't relax. So irritability is like, these are fun to do. Okay. And although you don't want to do them too much because you don't want to entrain, you know, that energy into your body at all. So I have to do them with kind of like humor to them so that I don't really get entrained into it. Okay, the opposite of irritability is calmness. God, it's amazing. When I do that, my whole body just kind of goes, Okay. Okay, then we got the next one. Perplexity. That's interesting. Perplexity. Perplex. Okay, perplexed. Like, it's constricted. It's a constricted sound. And that's connected to the autonomic nerves. Especially, it affects low back pain. They have here the opposite of that is good grace. Good grace. Wow. And then we have anxiety. I don't even like to do anxiety, but I'll do it real quickly. Anxiety, good. Ooh, that one really can entrain you. You don't want to make anxiety out loud very much. It doesn't. I mean, we've got enough anxiety that we get entrained into it. It can trigger a panic attack when you make the sound of it. And I don't like it. And it's really bad for your stomach. And dyspepsia, whatever that is. I don't know what dyspepsia is. I could look it up, but I'm just going to keep talking. Okay, so the opposite is relief. Relief. Then we have anger, which affects the liver. Associated with the liver. And then the opposite is compassion. We have apathy, which affects the spine. I think that's really quite true because when you're apathetic or not really putting enough energy into your system, your muscles in your back sag and your spine isn't held up straight. You know, it ends up in bad posture. Apathy is like, you know, just not really caring. So apathy is kind of like, the opposite is passion. That's a good one. Passion. Okay. That was fun. Okay. Then we go to impatience. Impatience affects the pancreas and can cause, or I don't know if it causes, but it's associated with diabetes. Maybe it causes it. Impatience. Imp- patience. Opposite is tolerance. Then we have loneliness. Affects the brains, associated with the brain's hippocampus. And it also is associated with senile dementia. That's interesting. Wouldn't it be interesting if we just could shift our loneliness and never get senile dementia? Interesting. I've never seen this, that it's associated with that. Huh. Interesting. Of course, when you're senile, I guess you're lonely, but think of it the other way around. Okay, so loneliness. This is a big one, because a lot of people are just really scared of being alone, you know, or I guess it's almost kind of like very similar to loss, very similar to losing something, you know, abandonment. Okay, so loneliness. And the opposite is pleasure. Interesting. That one makes me think, because, you know, I think we have a need to be, I mean, we're like social beings. So there is this aspect where we do want to be with someone, although, you know, I guess a monk can be alone in a cave for years and be totally happy. And so if you really think of it, you know, you don't have to necessarily be with someone to be connected to source and to be connected to cosmic consciousness with everyone in the universe. That's an interesting way to look at it. You're never alone, because you always have a connection to everyone in the universe with you, wherever you are, all of the time. Okay? And then that gives you pleasure when you make that connection. Okay? Then we have sadness. Now, this is interesting. I keep going back and forth. Sadness is a big one, because I don't think sadness is really a negative emotion. But my friend was just saying that sadness has really close friends that are quite negative. Okay? So, you know, sometimes when people get sad, especially when they have a loss, or someone leaves them or dies or something, sometimes they start doing addictive things where they have that abandonment that goes along with the sadness turns into things where they, you know, do things like drugs or addictive behaviors or weird stuff, and then, you know, I mean, the worst case is suicide. So, but sadness in its purest form is not a negative emotion. And the reason I say that is because listen to the sound of sadness. We've been doing a lot of weird sounds. Sadness is more like getting in my throat. I got a blockage on sadness. It's interesting. You know, we love sad songs. At least a lot of people do. Some people are scared of sad songs. You know, sadness is a beautiful sound that supports your system. And I think often we need to be sad because we have things to be sad about, and we just immediately try to go to happiness. And sadness does not break down your system. I mean, if you go too far and you go to depression, it does. Or if you let the sadness's friends in, you know, of just like craziness or just anxiety and such, then that can be bad. But sadness is not, I don't think it is as a bad one. Here they've got it tied to the blood and to leukemia, but they must be thinking of bad sadness, bad sad. Interesting. So the opposite of this is joy. And in order to take a little break here, let's play our song of Joy for the World. And everyone that's toning on this song is holding the intention of joy for everyone on the planet the entire time they're toning. So if you like, or if you will, go ahead and tone along with this, with the feeling of joy. And one way to do that is simply tap into the last time you were in a state of complete joy. Okay, I'll do the same while we listen to joy. Oh, not hearing it.
Thank you.
Okay, then we have grief. Grief is like, you know, grief is actually not a bad emotion if you don't get stuck in it, because we need to grieve, you know, and it does affect the lungs. If we can't breathe, you know, it could be grief. And the opposite of that is acceptance. Acceptance is like, Now, I'm going to now jump over to the emotional guidance scale from Abraham, from Esther Hicks, and from Abraham, and take a look at some of these. I mean, on the lowest on the scale is fear, grief, depression, despair, and powerlessness. Despair is kind of like powerlessness is like, those are really intense ones. Then insecurity is the next on the next up the scale. And, you know, Esther Hicks and Abraham, they often talk about if you're at these lower levels, it's hard to jump up to these higher levels, and you have to go up step by step. So you go up to insecurity. Or guilt. Unworthiness. Jealousy is the next level. Hatred or rage. I'm going to skip that one. Revenge. Anger we did then. Discouragement. Blame. Then we did worry, doubt. And then disappointment. Overwhelmment. Frustration. Irritation. And impatience. Pessimism. Boredom. Contentment, then. We cross over the threshold to the higher emotions. Contentment. Hopefulness. Optimism. Positive expectation. Belief. Yes. Enthusiasm. Eagerness. Happiness. Passion we did, joy we did, appreciation, empowerment, freedom, and love. And I have another one from the woman at Energy Synthesis. It's a very interesting scale. And she talks about the lower emotions being in either superior thinking or inferior thinking. Superior thinking being intolerance, impatience, arrogance, manipulation, attack, anger, and judgmental thinking, where you're on top of someone else. So intolerance is like, impatience, arrogance, manipulation, attack, judgmental. Inferior thinking is weakness, is you're lower than the other person, worry, so low self-love or self-esteem, jealousy, guilt, hurt, fear, attachment, martyrdom. Attachment, that's an interesting one. Depends what you're attached to, huh? As to what the sound would be. Okay. And then the much higher levels are self-mastery. Self-mastery. Unconditional love. Confidence. Personal power. Wow. Balance. Integration. Self-love. That felt good. Cooperation. Forgiveness. Faith. Compassion. Oneness. Unity. Harmony. Surrender. Non-judgment. Humility. So nice to do. So if you ever get an emotion that's stuck, sometimes it's hard to release it. I've got a song here called Emotional Stress Relief, which is called ESR. And this one is really good for releasing. It's actually a quantum healing field from Nutrient Energetics that's embedded in this song for releasing stuck emotions and going to these higher emotions, which are always pure, consistent tones. Notice all of these higher ones are very pure tones. They're not oscillating. They're not breaking up. They're not distorted. They are sweet sounds, which are very similar to, or actually the same as, the vowel sounds. Oo, o, ah, oo, eh, e. They're all consistent. Okay? And then when you add intention, it takes it to a whole nother level. So check this song out. This is for releasing stuck emotions, emotional stress relief. released these stuck emotions. The next step, of course, is to resonate the higher emotions that we've been making the sound of through the whole show. This song is about the heart. It's about opening the heart. So, open your heart now as much as you possibly can. If you know how to connect to universal love, unconditional love, do that, or spiritual love. Not just open your heart and bring love into your heart, because that's what the intention of this song was about. Feel the sound of it in your heart. Thank you. it be incredible that we get to a point where we raise our vibrations to these higher emotions so that we're always in one of these higher emotions? And all of these lower emotions that are breaking down our system are no longer even around. A lot of people say that as we ascend, as we get to higher states of consciousness, our emotional body, lower emotional body, will actually go away. We actually drop it. And so we are just in these higher vibrations of love and light and joy and appreciation all the time. Okay? Now, if you still have stuff, you know, the shadow side will show up and these will show up, but very many people are getting to the level where we're dropping our emotional body and hanging out in these higher, pure, consistent tones. So that's the energy to hold. Imagine one day where people go, God, what was that emotion of disappointment or worry or blame or anger or fear? I don't even have a clue what that felt like. No one has it anymore. No one has it anymore. No one has it anymore, any of them. So hold that higher vibration of heart and love, joy, appreciation, empowerment, freedom, and universal love into the evening, into the rest of the weekend, through the week, humming along, through months ahead. Imagine staying in these higher emotions for years and even lifetimes. Thanks. Take care. Thank you.